It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are now joined by Chris Russell, who was telling the world how good his lighting is in all of his social media posting. Hello, Chris.
Hello, JP. I was not telling the world. I was arguing with our boss and with Grant Paulson, who are the social media police. They literally walk around with sirens on top of their head, making fun of me and everyone else for our social media shortcomings. So that's how what you walked into.
It is mostly you.
It is mostly me. People like to pick on me for whatever reason, and I'm 51 years into this thing, and I haven't figured it out yet.
Landfill, you wanna offer an answer there? You also take everything as a perceived slight.
I used to be a lot worse, if you could believe that. You know, probably since I've known you, I've been a lot more chill and a lot cooler.
When I first started coming out there before you and I really knew each other, and I was kind of just like the eighth person on the CSN team.
Right. You thought I was a deranged lunatic?
There were times.
Yeah.
There were times.
What do you think now?
I think you've calmed down a lot.
I think I'm a pretty funny guy.
Found perspective.
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty funny guy.
Maybe love.
Yeah.
Maybe you started smoking weed, ayahuasca, whatever it is.
I mean, I think I'm a pretty chill guy. I think I'm a pretty funny guy. I think people make fun of me left and right, and I shoot back at them when I have something good to say. And if not, I just laugh it off, and I'm just like, yeah.
If I may, people make fun of me all the time, too.
That is true. That is true.
I get it from all angles.
That is true.
I wanted to talk to you about football.
Yes, please.
But I am curious. We do have pizza. You're not interested?
I didn't know this. Somebody said something. Matt said something. My producer said something about
like two pies in
having
there.
Pizza.
Shout out to
Wild Card
Scotty.
I did not come over for that. I appreciate the offer. I did not come over for that. I was actually not even bothering you. I was trying not to bother you. I was in the boss's office. And again, Grant and CK were making fun of me. They had their...
two do like to pile up.
They
on
do
you.
Like to tag team. There's Pause. No doubt about it.
Pause. Let's keep it moving. I don't know, and there's probably evidence to suggest they can't.
Mm.
The Washington defense slowed down the Ravens offense. Derrick Henry looks like he could be a problem for a team that's not stopping the run all that well.
Yeah.
They did stop the run against Cleveland, but prior to that, it hasn't gone that well.
If you can hold somehow Baltimore under 150 rushing yards, which is, 150 yards rushing is what, about 28 yards over the league average. Maybe it's a little bit more. I haven't looked at the numbers recently, league average team by team. If you can hold them 150 or under combined, Lamar, Derrick Henry, I think you're doing a good job, and I think you give yourself an excellent chance of winning that game. Because I don't think Baltimore will beat you through the air on a crazy extension play like we saw to Isaiah Likely. Along the sideline, Lamar's going out of bounds. He flips it halfway across the field. It's an interception, turnover-worthy play, and somehow it winds up in one of his receivers. I think that's the way they beat you via the passing game. I don't think it's just throwing the ball up and down the field to Zay Flowers, even though Washington secondary is a little susceptible. So I think if you can keep them somehow, some way, 150 or under on the ground combined, which is not easy, if you can do that, I think you give yourself a chance to win.
Ravens come into this game first in the NFL in rushing yards. They're over 1,000 yards rushing as a team.
So what is that per game?
First in the NFL in rushing attempts also. Mm-hmm. I don't know, 1,000 divided by 5 is
it's 200. Yeah, so, I mean, is my number of 150 attainable in your eyes or no? possible?
I don't know, honestly. So here's where I was going before you talked for 4 minutes.
Sorry.
Was, I think, obviously the path.
Got a lot to do before, too.
Obviously, I don't know that they're going to be able to slow down the Ravens' rushing attack.
Uh-huh.
The Ravens' rushing defense is really good.
Uh-huh.
Some of that might be game flow.
Yep.
The Ravens are first in the NFL in rushing yards allowed.
Yeah.
This is an astonishing number. Have you looked at this number?
I have not.
Through five games, how many rush yards do you think Baltimore's given up?
In five games, I would say less than 450?
302.
Wow. Okay. So basically what you're telling me is
now,
they rush for over 200 yards. They allow 70 yards, if that, a game rushing.
But they give up a lot through the air.
I was going to say, the one way the Commanders can win this game is attacking through the air.
Or you show our rushing attack's better than all the bums you
That's
played,
fair.
And we can run the ball
That's
still.
That's fair.
I don't know that Washington can slow down Derrick Henry, frankly. And then Lamar is Lamar, and he's going to do Lamar things.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that they can't move the ball against Baltimore? Because I don't know that. I kind of think they can.
I think they can. I think they can. I mean, I didn't even know how good they were run-wise. And again, some of that is game flow. They were down. I think when we were in the early part of the fourth quarter, they were down by 10 midway through the fourth quarter, somewhere in that range. So
think about the
that's
going to
take you out of your...
Think about how big of a lead they built up. So Dallas isn't going to try to run the ball. They got to pass to get back into it. You know what I mean? Like some of the numbers are a little skewed.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I guess I gave a bad example, but I guess my point is right, numbers sometimes can get skewed. They need context or nuance. I don't know. I've got to go back and look and study it a little bit more. That being said, I think you can win the game through the air, and the numbers would suggest that you can. And here's, I mean, listen, it would help big time if Noah Brown comes back. I know they don't seemingly miss a beat because they scored, 35 points? But they, I don't want to say they missed Noah Brown because De'Ami Brown stepped up, but they could use Noah Brown in this game for his blocking, for his underneath route running, for everything, right? So if they get him back, and Brian Robinson, I hope there was nothing there, right? He seemed kind of bummed out at his locker. He was pulled, obviously. I think that was precautionary. But, I mean, assuming he's okay to go and he can give you more than seven carries, I think the Commanders absolutely can score at least 28 points in this game. I don't know if they score 35. I don't know if they score a 40-burger, but they can score at least 28. The question, again, is going to be, can you not stop? Can you control Derrick Henry from, instead of ripping off a 50-yard run in overtime because people are bouncing off of him and he gets downhill with a lot of speed, can you keep that to, I don't know, an 8-yard carry? You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
One big play can turn around the game, and it kind of did in Cincinnati.
So, as astonishing as those rushing numbers are,
mm-hmm.
they've given up 1,400 pass yards in five games.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty significant. Now, they've faced Dak, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes.
Right. Some premier quarterbacks. Well,
but
guess what?
Jaden might be premier.
I was
going
to say, Jaden might not be in that category just yet, but he's pretty damn close. You know, here's the thing. Troy Aikman last night on the Monday night broadcast late, I don't know if you were still with the game because it was kind of one-sided. He's talking about, that young man, he's, look at how he throws with his eyes and he keeps his eyes up. He started that in the game Troy and Buck were calling on ESPN. If you go back and watch that tape against the Bengals, the most impressive thing for him that night, besides the McLaurin touchdown, is he would roll to the right by design or by necessity, and he would keep his eyes up and turn and flip his hips and throw an absolute dart. And I pointed it out a couple of times because it jumped out to me, like live and then on tape, and he's kept that up in Arizona against, I mean, if you look at, of course, the Terry flip the other day, 66 yards, that's essentially the type of thing that we're talking about. A little bit different, but the point being is everybody all of a sudden is waking up and going, oh, not only can Jaden run, but Jaden can throw on the run. And not every quarterback can do that. You know this, right?
Dude,
how many times?
The throw to De'Ami, the touchdown throw in Cincy to Terry.
Yes.
Dude, I love Terry. He dropped a touchdown.
Yeah.
There should have been another touchdown throw in the left corner of that end zone.
Yes, absolutely. He did drop.
They probably should have put up 45.
They could have put up 50, I said yesterday. right? I mean, they could have. But my point is how many times did we hear, well, if they would just roll Taylor Heinicke out of the pocket, he could see better. Well, Taylor Heinicke sometimes didn't always have his eyes up and his mechanics and his hips flipped and his feet planted or the arm strength to do what Jaden Daniels can do.
You better hope Saban's not
there's obvious
listening.
Reasons for that.
Listen,
but
I'm gonna save you from you.
Mm.
You got stuff to do starting at 2 o'clock. I know you have meetings
right.
and such.
Yes.
Very important.
Very fellow. Important meetings.
Who fired Robert Saleh?
Woody Johnson. I think with influence from Aaron Rodgers, but here's why it wasn't Aaron Rodgers primarily. If not, Nathaniel Hackjob would be the interim head coach, I think.
I don't think they could sell that. There's not enough PR spin in the world to let Hackjob be the coach.
It's fair.
Roost, you got to go. We're going to open the phone
Thanks,
lines.
JP.
800-63, get a slice of pizza. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The Ravens... Just a bull in a china shop, dude.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.